All right, 9:28 now. We are joined by Rebecca Dietz, the president and CEO of City Park Conservancy. Good morning, Ms. Dietz. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I guess it's okay to call you Rebecca because that's your name.
Yes.
Tell me what how you came to be CEO of City Park. I know you started in June, right?
Yes, I started in June. I was serving as the chief administrative officer for City Park since 2021, and I had the privilege of being offered the job of CEO in June of 2024.
And you know all about the park, and you've worked for the improvement of, I guess you have a long history going back with the park, right?
I do, a long history with City Park, and before that I was with Audubon Park.
And you're from New Orleans?
I grew up in Arkansas. I've been in New Orleans since 1999.
I'm just trying to find out a little bit about you, that's all. But you're a native New Orleanian. Tell me about what it is that you hope to do with these. I guess we're talking about a long-range planning program for City Park here. What exactly are we trying to accomplish?
Absolutely. City Park is actually required by law to operate pursuant to a master plan. And the prior master plan City Park was operating under was passed in 2005, right before Hurricane Katrina. And it offered a roadmap for the park, for investment in the park and planning and growth until about 2018. That was the intent of that prior plan. Well, most of the elements of that prior master plan have been completed in the park. They focused on the south side. A lot of the improvements you see on the south side of the park right now occurred after Hurricane Katrina. So now we're looking to the next 20, 25 years. We want to focus on the safety of the park ecology and its health. We want to ensure it's welcoming to all visitors and residents. And we want to look at new park amenities. What does the next generation of park users want to see in City Park?
If you had to talk about biggest challenges that the park faces, what would you say?
Certainly, funding will always be a challenge for City Park. City Park generates about 80% of its revenue on-site, self-generated revenue. It receives 20% of its operating budget from public sources, a tax millage and a slot tax, a state slot tax reimbursement. So funding will always be a challenge. Also just maintenance, ensuring that we are taking care of the park with the most up-to-date management standards. We have aging infrastructure and some aging ecology. Our trees are, you know, every day your trees get older. We also face issues with invasive aquatic species, wildlife, parks face all kinds of challenges every day.
Tell me about this, the metaphor that you came up with for the making gumbo about engagement and planning, I think is brilliant. Talk about that, if you will, please.
Absolutely. You know, Tommy, City Park is such an incredible gathering place for the entire New Orleans community. It's also a collection of shared public spaces, so different user groups, people who use the park every day or use it sporadically have to share this 1,300 acres that we call City Park. So the framework for public engagement over the next year is going to be collaborative, iterative. It's going to build on community feedback and the design work that we've done thus far. And we wanted to introduce a metaphor and concept that people in New Orleans and Louisiana would understand, which is making gumbo. The first thing we're going to do is make groceries. We're going to make sure everyone is at the table and that they have a understanding of the planning that's been done so far. Then we're going to introduce some planning concepts to the public, foundational placemaking planning. Then we're going to stir the roux and make sure we have all the right foundational base for the planning to continue. Then we're going to prep the ingredients. This is when we're going to develop programming concepts to diversify the experience a visitor can find in the park. Then we're going to mix the gumbo, bring everything together, foundational planning themes, placemaking themes, ensure that the entire community has had a voice, And then we're going to taste it. We're going to bring everyone to a hopefully the final meeting and ask the community, did we get this right? And can we all agree on the future of City Park?
Have these meetings begun, or when do they begin?
So we have had meetings over the last year. Mm-hmm. We paused our engagement efforts back in April to have some more in-depth engagement meetings with park users. The next big community engagement meetings will start again in December. It's really interesting. We've also put together an Ideas Youth Committee. This is specifically to engage young people in New Orleans in the planning process. And the Youth Committee will start this month, and the bigger public meetings will begin in December, and we will have four of them over the next year.
I'm getting some text here, if you don't mind answering a couple of questions. Somebody's wondering about usage of the park by people not from New Orleans, and is that a net plus or net minus?
Oh, I think it's a net plus. Anytime we have visitors who can enjoy our public spaces, our museums, our culture here in New Orleans, I think it's a benefit. We're going to see wear and tear and use in the park no matter what, and we welcome people from all over.
Somebody else wants to know about the biggest money generators for City Park. Did you say most of the money comes from it's self-generated or not?
It's self-generated. That's correct. Our biggest money makers at City Park are some of our fundraisers, which are coming up. Celebration in the Oaks, which is our holiday light show, is one of our largest fundraising efforts and revenue generators.
And what about the golf course? Self-funding or not?
Yes. No, the golf course is part of our self-funded revenue. Yes, we do generate revenue at the golf course. It is run by a third-party operator, but we have a revenue share with that organization.
What are some of the ideas that you've heard that people have brought forth that might be different than what's there now?
Oh, you know, interestingly, I think most of what we've heard so far is that people want to enhance what is there rather than change it dramatically. But we have overwhelmingly heard from people that they want the park to feel safe and that they can pass through the entire park and enjoy all 1,300 acres of it. So I think safety, convenience, including more bathrooms, more parking, safer areas for parking, dedicated bike or pedestrian walkways. We've also heard that every sport that happens in City Park is the fastest growing sport in America. So everyone would like to see a little bit more of their sport in City Park.
Are there pickleball courts in City Park?
Yes, we do have pickleball courts. In our tennis facility, we have pickleball as well.
Somebody texted and said revenue will always be the park issue. We should have a Woodlands Resort Hotel, a grandparent-friendly wooded resort, leveraging all the great things on City Park. Would that in any way fit into any part of the City Park plan?
Well, we're certainly going to listen to all of the ideas that come to us through the planning process. And your listeners are correct. Revenue generation will always be top of mind at City Park, but we also want to make sure the park stays open and accessible for the entire public.
Somebody wants to know about something on the backside of the train ride during the holidays. I've not taken a train in a long time. I don't know what they're talking about. Talk about the train, I guess, that goes through City Park. When does that run?
Absolutely. It runs, I believe it runs Tuesday through Sunday. I need to probably double check that. It leaves from the amusement park. It does take a loop around the south side of the park. During Celebration in the Oaks, you can take the train through the historic oak grove on City Park Avenue, and we light up some of those trees. We light up the path. It really is a magical experience during the holidays.
And I did get a text about the softball quad that they concerned about. It's not what it used to be.
Certainly, the quad will be looked at in the planning process. It is heavily used. All different sports use the quad area, and we really are looking to do some major improvements there.
And somebody else wants to know about coyotes. Is that a big problem?
You know, coyotes is another issue that's always top of mind at City Park. We try to maintain, you know, a good balance in the park of wildlife and all that nature has to offer. But coyotes can become nuisance animals in the park. So currently we are looking at like a multi-pronged approach to address any coyote issue we have in the park.
If only get the feral hogs and the coyotes to eat each other. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, no feral hogs so far, knock on wood.
But that would just be, man, I'm telling you, that'd be a self-solving problem. Thank you. For people who want to find out more about this or weigh in, how do they do it?
Yes, please go to neworleanscitypark.org. You can find out everything about the planning process. We will also make sure to spread the news far and wide on when we have public meetings and engagement opportunities. We really are looking for voices from all over to help plan the future for City Park.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Rebecca Dietz, President and CEO of City Park Conservancy, 939-21 till 10. Traffic now, WWL.